Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
So God has declared a set time of favor. We've entered that. The Lord gave me a prophetic word a while back. I worded it like this. He showed me Jeremiah 8:7 about the migration, And you know, birds, animals, oftentimes they migrate at different seasons. And God said that the we'll get it up from Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 7. Yea, the stork in the heavens know her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. Here's the catch. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. This is why it's so important to keep your eyes on Christ. To keep your ear attentive to Holy Spirit and not all the foolishness and the darkness and the chatter and the disruptions and the disturbances going on in the world. We see it, but that's not where our gaze is. We hear it, but that's not what I'm listening for. Amen. Why? Because it will cloud your judgment about what God is doing right now. What we need to see is what God's doing right now. In the midst of darkness, what is God doing? There's a light shining in the midst of the darkness. Amen. And that light is shining brighter and brighter. Amen. And brighter. The prophecy was this: the migration towards the fulfillment of destiny has commenced. The Holy Spirit spoke that to me. The migration towards the fulfillment of destiny has commenced. Amen. Call it the final reformation, the greater works, the rise of the remnant, the man-child company, label it what you will, but the final migration. The migration toward the fulfillment of our destiny has commenced. Now, what's happening in the heavenly realm is a power shift. Tell somebody right now, if you don't know, ask somebody. The world seeks to sedate the church. You know, to be sedated means that you're put under. Amen. You're not aware. And the world, with all of its, everything in the world, see, all that's in the world, lust of the flesh, lust of that, lust of the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. It's there to sedate. To numb your spiritual senses. Amen. But let me say again, God is doing something in the midst of all this darkness that's a greater work. And it takes a child of God, a born-again child of God, to discern, recognize, and receive it. There's a power shift that's taking place in the heavenly realm. Events are being set in motion for the kingdoms of this world to become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. One of the things that is yet to come, yet to happen, and as the Lord told Israel, there are seven nations more mighty than you, but yet I've given you a promise, and that promise is more mighty than the seven nations. So go in. And when they were finally obedient, they realized that just what God said came to pass. Concurrently, the Lord is declaring And I want you to grab this, a transfer of wealth. It may look like the least likely thing to happen for you. But God is a God of suddenlies. I said he's a God of suddenlies. Let me say it again. Stop thinking lack and insufficiency. Stop allowing fear to determine your narrative. Stop acting out of fear. Amen. I said stop acting out of fear. Continue to act based upon faith. You know, like I know, anytime you move or act on faith, there's a whiff of life. There's a joy. There's an excitement. There's an expectation that comes. But when you act in fear, it shuts you down. It'll just add other weights and oppression to your life. So act in fear. God is looking for leaders with the spirit of Cyrus, who are not intimidated by the kingdoms of this world, but will challenge the Babylonian system and usher in a global transformation. Tell somebody right now, God is with you. Come on, tell somebody else, God is with you. It's our responsibility to activate things. Amen. To activate, to receive the grace and activate. It's not a time to be silent or to be fearful or to be so reserved. No. God's plan and God's purpose, there is no lack with it. Hello? See, the world is thinking lack. Gas prices, food prices. You know, everything's going up. Well, it ain't going up too high for God to handle. Amen. Has he not always been your provider? Has he not always been Jehovah Jireh? Amen. I said, has he not always been Jehovah Jireh? Has he not always made ways out of no ways? He's already got your way made. Before the foundation of the world, God already had your way made. Amen. But we cannot allow the enemy to distract us and to draw us into that which is not of God. Amen. We're born of another kingdom. You are a new creation. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm new. I'm brand new. Amen. Ain't nobody like you. Ain't nobody else gonna ever be like you. And the old you is gone. He's history. It's a new you. Come on. Amen. I said it's a new you. Created in the image and the likeness of God Almighty. That's the new creation. Adam had it and lost it. Jesus came and got it back. And as many as believe on him, as the scripture has said, out of their belly shall flow this river of living water. They will be a new creature. What has to be renewed is your mind. You got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's the battlefield. That's where the devil had inroads. That's where the devil built strongholds. But I'm here to tell you, you have weapons. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down. Tell somebody it's time to pull down some strongholds. I know how you used to think. Time to change your mindset. Time to change your perspective. Time to look up instead of looking down. Time to believe instead of doubt. Time to be certain and confident, not wavering and fearful. Amen. I know it's dark out there, but the light of Christ, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That never gets old. That's the rock of ages. That's the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or one tittle of the word can fail. The word can't fail. I said the word cannot fail. You are the word. I said you are the word of God. manifested in the flesh. That's in you has to be released into this atmosphere here through believing, through faith. I said, through faith, it's released. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly. It has to flow somewhere. Out of him it flows. It'll flow into your finance. It'll flow into your family. It'll flow into your health. It'll flow into your mind. It'll flow into your environment. Oh, yes, it will. We're called to have dominion. Tell somebody right now, it's a time for heavenly transactions. God's getting ready to give somebody beauty for all the ashes, the oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness and mourning. Amen. I said, God's about to give it to you. Are you ready? I said, are you ready for this greater grace? Stop trying to figure it out. Just receive it. I said, stop trying to calculate. Just receive it. Stop even trying to understand it. Just receive it. Amen. Garment of praise is coming to somebody. I said, the garment of praise, real praise, is coming to somebody for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. Remember, Adam, like all creation, was not created in infant form. It was created mature. It was created mature. You know, when we were born again, The spirit in us, Holy, there's no baby Holy Spirit. You can be a baby, but there's no baby Holy Spirit. He's mature. You have to come into the awareness. You have to come into the maturity of mind. That there has to be enough ground taken on the warfare plane of your mind to believe, to understand, and to know, to have wisdom that Holy Spirit already has. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, not another spirit, the same Spirit that was brooding upon the deep, and God said, light be. The same Spirit that when God spoke, brought the universe into existence. The same Spirit by which all things are held in place dwells on the inside of you. I say He dwells on the inside of us. We are the temple of Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.